Macmillan Audio presents To Hold Up the Sky, written by Zixin Liu, read by Greg Chun, Nancy Wu, Vikas Adam, Catherine Ho, PJ Oakland, Natalie Nottis, Robert Fass, Emily Wu Zeller, Brian Nishi, Fyodor Chen.
Forward. Translated by Joel Martinson. This anthology includes more than 10 of my short stories, most of which were published more than a decade ago. At that time, sci-fi was still a very marginal pursuit in China. The genre had few readers and was largely overlooked. In China, science fiction is seen as something foreign. Its fundamental elements have never been a part of Chinese culture. Life has passed steadily, with few changes, from generation to generation over the course of China's long history. So people unconsciously believe that life will be ever thus. Historically, the term future itself appeared mostly in Buddhist texts, which are also foreign. People have seldom thought about or paid attention to the future in their daily lives. But in recent years, things have changed drastically. China has entered wholesale into a process of rapid modernization. And every day, all around us, there are stupefying changes. Suddenly, the future stands before us in vivid detail, and it exerts a huge appeal. Old China has suddenly become a nation.